Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because coming to us from Australia is Linda Dyer. Linda, we have worked on, I don't know even how many books I've lost count, close to a dozen. She has a brand new book that's out. She's an incredible in-demand speaker. She's an NLP coach, a master coach, extraordinary, and she's changing people's lives all over the world. She also happens to be one of the 51 people that was interviewed to be showcased in The Secret. So, Linda, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Vicki Winterton.
I feel the same. So I wanted to ask you, for those that have not had the pleasure of meeting you yet, if you could just tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll go into your latest book, which is extraordinary.
Well, I grew up in a family of nine and on a farm. And so things were tough and, we got through it like everybody else. And then I was raised by two people who came out of the war from the Navy, and everything was about working hard. So I worked four jobs just like my dad and put myself through university overseas and came back to an African safari like you do rather than fly home. And I came home a very sick girl. So I went through tropical diseases, centres and all sorts of places, and they worked out that I had an autoimmune disease called lupus. It was very interesting for me because I was very fit. I used to play representative tennis, representative cricket, representative, and swim a mile a day at the university. So, you know, I think the people on Ritalin for those things today, but anyway, I was a very active girl, and so when I came home and I couldn't even walk, it was a whole new world for me. So I just decided that I wasn't going to give in to this because this wasn't something I really relished in any way, shape or form. I started to study the body, like how did I get so sick and how can I get well, and I got well. It took 14 years. I had a beautiful baby boy in the meantime, of which we give our best to when we give birth to our babies. And I have no regrets over that one bit. I love him to bits. Then all of a sudden, I realized that I could do this. And I was learning about personal development, natural health. I did whatever I could to get through it. So I did. In that 14 years, I learned about the nutrition, the body, the mind. I learned to become a Bob Proctor facilitator. I moved on to NLP. And became a master trainer in neuro-linguistic programming about the power of the mind and how powerful we are and how precious we are. Yeah, that's really the essence, basically, of this book, was that some people are doing it the way I did it, and it's not a really good strategy.
Well, Linda, tell us a little bit about the book and what prompted you to write the latest one.
Well, the last few books that I've written have been about my ride with lupus and how now, when I wrote it, people were saying, what's that? Now they're saying, oh, my auntie has that, my uncle has that, my daughter has that, which is sad. So I rewrote the last book, that book to be the last book, which was Healing Your Immune System. And then I realized when I walked out of the book awards, I keep saying 2 years ago, but it was actually only a year ago, I realised. I said to myself, my next book's going to be Be, Do, Have. And the title was very clear in my mind. And I thought, oh, my gosh, another one. the reason for writing it was because a lot of people have the strategy, and it's actually a quantum physics strategy that we do. A strategy is a whole series of behaviors. So, and I think they have it around the wrong way. I certainly did. And I learned the hard way how to change it. And so if I can make it easier for other people, that was the essence of the book. So B, do, have. B was about whether you're good at starting something. Do was about how good we are at changing something and how many of us are faced with that today. And have is about owning something or having something in your possession or finishing something. So I was with the strategy of do, so I could have, and then I realized it was for other people. So all this being was so other people would think I was being someone. And I went, oh my gosh. So my lawn was on number 10 on the lawnmower, so it looked like a carpet. And it wasn't for us, it was for others to come and admire my lawn. My house was had extensions on it, and we had a swimming pool, and it was for others to come and party in. So I was doing things for others so that they would think I would be someone. And then it dawned on me that it's the wrong strategy. I got lupus doing that. I got a serious autoimmune deficiency working four jobs to create a house and a lifestyle and a family that was do, so we could have, we had the boats, the car, the house, we had it all. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't well. And I thought, there's something very wrong with this strategy. Until you really get to learn that who you be is the most important planet. But it's how you think about you, not how others think about you. What others think about you is actually none of your business. What you think about you is absolutely paramount. And so when I started to fall in love with me, the person that the universe put on the planet, I got it.
Wow, that is so powerful. I mean, it's just kind of the reverse of how we normally think about things happening in our lives, you know?
Yeah.
The B is usually the end of it, you know? So that is...
Yes,
that is,
and the do is normally like robotic. You know, it's like, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do. I'm going to come home, put the money on the table, and my wife or my partner, whoever that is, will go and shop, and then we'll have. But we don't feel good about who we are. Many people don't feel good about who they are because it's a robotic lifestyle. And then the day you get it, that you are so important, that if there were a billion sperm and you were the one that survived, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? So by being that beautiful person that you were meant to be, by finding your true self, by loving who the universe put you on this planet to be, you get it, because then you only do the activities that you love, you only work at the things that you love, and then you can have whatever you want. The irony here is that I want less today than I ever wanted before. I gave it all away. I don't need it. I don't need the boat, the house, the car. I don't need it anymore. It's really...
That is. It really is quite amazing when you think about it. So for someone who is just reestablishing this order of things and the depth of your message in the book, how would you suggest they get started if they're just at the beginning of their travel down the road?
Yeah, so we only, when I was taught all this, I learned to change two habits a month. So the way the front of the book has a picture of a ladder on it, and that ladder is a purpose. And the purpose of that ladder is to show you the levels of awareness that are out there in the society. And levels of awareness have nothing to do with your intelligence. They have with you moving up, setting little goals to move up to another level of awareness where you suddenly meet people also at that level and they'll help you. And you'll all help each other. Like Vicky and I came together because we're on the same level of awareness. And we then meet other people. At the last book awards, the level of awareness in that room was astonishing. Everyone will be at that level when you all get to that point. So coming out of this rut, if you're in a rut, it's about setting a goal that you want to be more. Right now, I'm going to be more. I'm going to decide, believe, act, and expect. They're the four things. So I'm going to decide to change. And right now, some people haven't got a... they have to change. It's not about thinking about it. They have to make great change. It may be what happened to you. So making great change. Now, what goal can I set to get out of the rut? And so you start to do two things. We can only change two habits a month. So it's great to go and look in the mirror and say, would I buy from me today? Am I running around in a bunch of fear? Or how can I embrace this world pandemic and look at the things that I can do for me and my family and maybe others? So who do I have to be to do that? And so there could be two things. I changed the way I reacted to responding, which is very, very different. So when you want to respond to something, there's no reaction. So the reaction normally would be nobody wins. You close a door, you slam a door, you tell somebody off. Nobody wins from a reaction. But we all win from a respond. And so it's about how can I respond to that? And also, what is it that I like about me? And that can bring tears up because sometimes we just haven't spent that time dealing with that. Everybody else likes you, but how come people like me more than I do? Why don't I like me? What is it that I would like to change this month where I start liking who I am? So two things. That's it. Responding, and if you're in traffic, which there isn't much around these days, it's about responding. Responding to the virus. What is this virus going to do that's a positive for me and my family? You know, some families just have to reconnect. Well, how can you do that a little bit better? Some people need to make some great change. How can I make great change in this environment? I have been so busy since the pandemic started. Coaching clients, training clients. I can have two at a time. That's it. And they've come because I made up my mind that this would be a great time for change. Learning to do things online. Yeah, I've always relied on other people to do that. Me learning to do Facebook Lives, all that sort of stuff. Whatever, it's about what can I do to help others, to help myself, to help my family in this time that could be positive and help us all get through this.
That is so fantastic, Linda. And what a great time for this book to be available for people. When it's addressing the changes that we all need to make. Can you talk a little bit more to that from the standpoint of how people might be able to apply some of the things in the book to what's currently going on? Because it's up front and foremost in everyone's mind, and not just in their mind, but their life experience. You know, it's happening.
Yes. Yes. So the B, as I said, the B part of the book is about whether you're good at starting something or not. If you're good at starting projects, then you are feeling okay about who you be. A lot of people, a lot of visual people, people who see things visually, they love to start stuff. But very rarely do they finish it. So let's go through that. So the B is about you starting something. You saying, you know what, I'm going to start a new project. Or like one of my coaching clients is now not only working from home, but she's having to homeschool her child. Whoa, that's huge. She said, and I see people online saying, I'm not good at this. And so I'm putting little things online saying, yes, you are, because you're doing the best job you can do with the knowledge you have right now. Your child doesn't know that you're not good at this. You're fine. And if we say that we're good at something, if we say, you know, we're willing to learn, then there'll be things that you'll be attracted to. And I believe the universe will always send you ideas. So being, it's about starting something. So a lot of people are having to start homeschooling. A lot of people are having to start a new career. A lot of people are having to start a new type of job. A lot of people are having to start a different type of relationship with their family because they've never been in each other's face for so long. And the do is about the change. It's all about change. This is a massive change. So doing is about taking action. People who are afraid of making change are afraid of taking action. So why don't we start by taking two actions? Everyone in the family takes two actions towards how they can get through this amazing thing. We might learn to cook. One of the great things I've been teaching people is think about positive and anchor them. Anchor them on your one of your knuckles. That means press with your right hand onto your left knuckle, any knuckle, it doesn't matter, some positives. So you might think of a time where you were really happy. Think of that time, think of that time, think of that time. Oh, I remember that time. And then you anchor it. You press your knuckle and all that happiness goes onto that knuckle. I know it sounds weird and it works. Then you might think of a time where you were confident. Then you might think of a time where you were motivated. Then you might think about a time where you were inspired. Then you might think about a time where you were calm. You might think about a time where you fell down laughing. And you put all these on the same knuckle with the same finger. You anchor, 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 anchor. It's called stacking a positive anchor. And the day you wake up and it's all getting too much for you, press that knuckle and you will be so surprised at how you can change your mood like that. We can change our state very quickly by being positive. So that's a great thing for you to do right now. What can I do to get through this? So, and just a couple of things at a time, but anchoring really helps. And a new skill, as I said, are we cooking? Are we teaching the kids to do art? Are we getting board games and playing them on the floor? What are we doing? Are we doing hide and seek through the house? Are we all cleaning together? What are we doing that just is taking up time and we're doing it together? We're bonding as a family while making the most of a situation that it's there, it's real.
That is just so powerful. And what about the idea of like goal setting? You know, where does that fit in to this? Because I think so many people now are like, rather than pursuing dreams, they're really pursuing survival.
Yeah. So let's have a look at that and what I work with are 90-day plans. So I believe in 90 days from now, so now it's the 1st of April, it's perfect time, so April, May, June. So by the 1st of July, we need to have a look at what are we doing, right? Let's do a 90-day plan. So what would be really great for you to do is to have three chairs or three positions in your house or wherever you are and put them in a triangle. And what you can do is you can sit in one chair. Everyone in the family can do this. It's a really powerful, it's called wisdom training. And you can get each child, I've done this with children, I've done this with adults, and then I can show you how you can do it with two people. But let's do one person at a time in respect to goals. So you sit on the one chair, and that first chair is where you are now. And you be really honest about that. How are you feeling right now about your relationship, about your career, about life itself, about your money, about this, about that? And just write. This is how I'm feeling. And write and write and write and write. And then when you have nothing else to write, stay there for a minute and just ask yourself, and what else? Because what that does, it takes you down to a different level in the subconscious. So you go, what else? So you come down to another level and you go, what else? And then other things will come up. And then write until you empty out. You can say, what else, about three times until you really empty out. Just write and write and write. Then get onto a clear page, move to the second chair. And then this is your desire. This is the goal that you want by the 1st of July or August, whatever the date is for you. This is the goal that you want. Okay? And you start with, I am so happy and grateful now that I'll say that again. I am so happy and grateful now that I. So basically you're tricking the subconscious mind to believe you've already got it. I am so happy and grateful now that I, and again, write. What do you want to see in 90 days from now? Have you painted the house? Have you got a different relationship with your family? Have you all worked out how to get on even better? What have you done about saving money? What have you done about changing your career because you've had to? What have you done about somebody else working while the other person stays at home? Whatever has had to happen. And you write, and you write, and you write. And you talk about what does your health look like? What does your wealth look like? What does your family look like? What does your spirituality look like? What does your education look like? This may be for educating. I'm getting people coming to me for training because they can't go anywhere else. They've been retrenched. So now they're training to be a different person and go into a different workforce as soon as this is over. How powerful is that? Really exciting. These are people with a different mindset about making something happen. Okay, so you finish with that chair of your goal and you go into the third chair. Now, the third chair faces the first and the second chair. And this is a really powerful chair. It's about you. Who do you have to be to step up and move from where you are now to where you want to be in 90 days from now? Who do you have to be? Do you have to put your big girl's undies on or big boy's undies on? Do you have to get empowered? Do you have to stop blaming? Do you have to, you know, own this? Who do you have to be? This is why I started to write a book a year from this exercise right here. It was like, stop the excuses, girlfriend. Get on with it. It's a very powerful exercise.
It certainly is. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. You're such an unbelievable motivational speaker and coach. Every time that I spend time with you, miracles happen in my life. So, Linda, I want to thank you so much for being here with us. And I know that your book, Be, Do, Have, Love Yourself, and You Can Change Your World, is available on Amazon and major booksellers. But is there some place where people can go to connect with you if they want to experience more of your wisdom and the possibilities of coaching?
Yes, certainly. Because I do coach by Skype, I coach online, coach by phone. And if people need to, you know, get that opportunity to move themselves to another place, it may be a perfect time for that. So they can contact me at Lynda, Lynda, at mindpowerglobal.com.au for Australia. So it's Lynda with a Y at mindpowerglobal.com.au.
Linda, thank you so much for being with us. It is always such powerful moments that I spend with you, and I'm so glad that I was able to share you with all of our listeners today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you, Vicky, and everything that you do, and I just love the opportunity to be able to share. Otherwise, there's no point in writing books. We need to share the information and get it out there, and thank you so much for that opportunity.
Lovely, lovely. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K, M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.